was Tvura of an oil zacher from the original Kedusha was Chal Hashem Oila. Then already the Chachamim agreed, and Rebbe Lezer, the chaplains, Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim in love disagree. They both agree that if the source comes from the Kedusha, that it could have Hashem Oila, it would Chal on the squat. The argument between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim is how to view oil is oil. That's what Rabbi said. So the Tanakhama holds two things. Number one, you can't bring in itself as a Ma'ilah. Number two, even when you bring from the dog in the Ma'ilah, it can only come for a Midbah Ma'ilah. It can't come for an Eilat Yachin and a Choyba. Rabbi Lezroy Meir, Yom Usu, Shaila Hir Girsa, and then come the Rabbi Eliezer and the Yogi Bidmeyam Eilat, the Dom and Mimuak, my Lord. Do you see that behind the Rabbi Lezroy Meir, you can't bring it itself as an Eilat? I'm not sitting there, Rabbi Lezroy Meir, Rabbi Lezroy Meir, Rabbi Lezroy Meir. With the Shaila Rabbi Mimuak, Nami Karboi, but with the Tchud Amidu Roya, you who hold that it's Roya, Oidu Elias, you should at least agree that Moises, the Shita Mugabesis explains Moises means Vlad, that Moises will live like Yodro. I'm away, Moises will live like Tibor. Okay. So we're going back now to the theory that we had in Rebbe Lezer. One place we had Rebbe Lezer said, who asked for Yikra, and one place we had, he only said, the Dhamma. It's carrying two Kedushas. Kedusha of a carbon pesach. Gematria is a good Pesach. Bishal Yemoy Tashonah. The shame shwamim. Kosher. Even before it turned into a Moise Pet. Of course, if it turned into a Moise Pet. If it turned into a Moise Pet, then that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not talking about it turned into a Moise Pet. We're holding now Chum Zayin Abba. And you have a Pesach. And instead of being makriv with L'shem Pesach, you were makriv with L'shem Shlomi. Kosher. Kosher. So what do you see? You see that the Pesach has inherently a shame shlomi. That's one way. The other way to learn is no. Every Pesach is 100% the Korban Pesach. Therefore, the Torah allows a Pesach to switch into a shlomi. When it's a Pesach, it's only a Pesach. But it could be either a Pesach, making it to a shlomi. Either Mois or Pesach. Either if it gets left over after the Pesach. Dear Kalanda, maybe, you don't even need an Akira from Achloikis. If Pesach, Mois or Pesach even needs an Akira, you don't even have to have a mind to make it into a shlomi. Automatically, it switches into a shlomi. That's in the Pesach. And before Pesach, if you anchor it, you may shech the same shlom, turn it into a shlom. But as long as it's a Korban Pesach, it's a Korban Pesach. It's not a Pesach which has in it a shlom. It's not that. The Gemara here seems to be mashma, and this is what we're going to get to, seems to be mashma, that even while it's a Pesach, it's a shlom. Because the Gemara here is trying to say that although Rebbe Lezer holds normally the lot of a carbon that's not Roy, you can't bring it for a carbon, you can only use its value, its cash value for a carbon. Unless it was Chal, a shame, Oyla, Eboy, unless the mother had a shame carbon. The Gemara is saying over here, this Vlad Pesach does have the same Vlad Shlomim, because it's Chal Shem Shlomim Alimai. Why is it Chal Shem Shlomim Alimai? Because Moshe Pesach is Shlomim. One second. If you're going to tell me that every Pesach is only a Pesach, it just could later be switched in, changed, transformed into a Shlomim. So right now, it's not a Shlomim. And right now, when the Vlad was born, it was born from an animal that doesn't have a shame shlomim. By the fact that the Gemara uses the moisture breath of shlomim as a reason why right now it's chal shame shlomim alimai, sounds like the Gemara is saying that right now there's this level of condition. And this has many nachkaminis we see. It will give us clarity in the sugya. This two ways of learning. It also will give us clarity to understand Pesach Shaloi Bizman. Korban Pesach Shaloi Bizman has certain dinim like a Korban Pesach. Certain halachas it maintains. Wabosha. It's only eaten with lime of the yoin. Yoin v'lime. It can only eat the Korban Pesach that turns into a shlomim. A normal shlomim is eaten for shnei yomim. The lime of echad. The day of the haklava, the following night, and then the following day. Korban Pesach that turns into a shlomim is only nechal l'yoyim v'lime, only the day of the hakrova and the following night. That's all. You can't eat it beyond that, right? So it maintains the limitation of the Korban Pesach, right? So if we say that Pesach has on it a shame shlomim, then it makes sense. Because the Shem Shlomim was here while the Shem Pesach was here. It was almost like a Shlomim that has a limited time that you could eat it. But if you say that it was a Korban Pesach, and now there was a total transformation, turned into a Korban Shlomim, now it should have 2 days. It shouldn't be a, not only that, I'll tell you a bigger fish. The Briskerov and Zvochim, and the Sfat Emes and Menochos have an interesting shaila. Why is it that the Korban Pesach that turns into a shlomim is nechal for and a knife. It should only be nechal do chatzoi. Once you're keeping the status of the original Pesach on it, so go all the way. Either give it today, like a regular shlomim, right? Or if you're saying it's still stuck with the original limitation that it had at the time of Pesach, you should only be able to eat it to chatzoi. I'll pay you a bigger chiddush. The ibis. The ibis has a tshuva. You should only be allowed to eat a Pesach that turns into a shlomim in Belilah. Pesach is only natural Belilah. And that's not found in any of the Rishonim. In other words, Moitz of Pesach is a shlomim. The only thing the Gemara tells us about a Moitz of Pesach is that it's not on Leoy Belilah. But the Aminazer is saying, and the Yavetz is saying that the Yavetz, the Aminazer quotes this Yavetz as well, is that you should only be able to eat it Belilah.
Why was the carbon paper?
case a chiddush lam. That's a much bigger chiddush. Much bigger chiddush to say like the mikdash David, that David Rappaport takes a tzaddik with loch and a sefer on kodshim. He holds that way. He holds that a pesach and shlamim are here b'vat achas. That's the chiddush haTorah. But definitely the pashtus would not be that way. Pashtus would be that it's a pesach. And then it goes from being a pesach and turns into a shlamim.
Obviously,
Kato LePesa. He who was a fair Yerachi is Torabu. If you're not fish in the Kato, and it has a Vlad, Yerachi is Torabu, the Machru, the Yobi Bidman Pesa. Rev. Lezer Oimer, who Achmo Yikorin Pesa. So you see, even though the mother goes for the Domim, the Vlad goes for Achmo Yikorin Pesa. The Hocha Dima Lidmei, we don't make the Vlad go after its mother. And here's where we're going to have a major problem. Because the Rambam is going to be Mamish Asira here. The more it says, we're talking about you are Mafrish of the Hema Muberes. So it's different. All the cases till now, I was Mafrish the mother. And then the mother became pregnant afterwards. So the Kedushas Vlad didn't come from the Adam, it came from the behemoth. Makdish the animal. And then the animal became pregnant. So the animal gave Kedushas to the Vlad. So then we need whatever shame should be held on the mother in order that the Vlad should follow. Because the Vlad is only energized by what it's getting from the mother. Right, but over here, in our case, we're talking about a case you will makdish the mother and the Vlad of Asacha. So here's a whole different child. Here we have a machloikis of Uber Yerachimo, we had this machloikis earlier. Is it possible to make a kedusha on the mother one type of kedusha? And the Vlad another type of kedusha? If you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, Shiuri Meshire means you can give the mother one kedusha, you give the Vlad another kedusha. So really, Rebbe Lezer holds, we're not going to say, oh, we're selling. Wherever the mother goes, that's where the Vlad goes. But that's only if the Vlad got his Kedusha through the mother. But if the Vlad got his Kedusha independently, then it's not limited to the mother. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Says the Gemara, the Mafrish Behema Muberes Askin and Rebbe Lezer Sobolok Rebbe Yechanan. The Omar im Shiavoy Meshuya, the Uber Lab Yerachimoy. And therefore, the Imoy Udaloy Kotchik Dusha Zagu, Avuhi Kedusha, Omoy Razut, the Radio Amoy, the Rabbi Machlan in the Stadium. The Bavayim of Ubera Taskin, the Victorian Yulin Shash Matra. Over here, it didn't say the Moshe that we had till now, which said, Hamakdish Behem of the Yolva. Here it says, Ki Ubodoy Tel. It's Mashman of Wadatir Bishop Hektish. It doesn't say, Hamakdish Behem of the Yolda, which would imply that the Kedusha came later. It says, Hamakdish Shiu Vlad Ozel. So it's Mashman of Vlad of Yemen. That's the Gemara. So the Chayim, this final Kimta of the Gemara, would come out that the Machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham is not any longer based on the original Machloikis of Hamakdish. Of a Oyuas Nakeva Shiyolda Zohar. There's a machlokes between the Lezer and the Chacham and whether the Vlad is brought as a Oyuas. The Lezer holds yes, and the Chacham holds not. This is a new machlokes according to what the Gemara is saying, and that is that the Gemara is saying over here that this is a Shaila of Uber Yerachima. It's a new Shaila. Here we're talking about a case where you will Makdish a Behemoth together with the Vlad. The Vlad was already there. And therefore, if we look at it like two separate Kedushas, so then it doesn't matter that the mother is not, is only Hukdish Ladoma. The Vlad will have Kedushas of Luke. So now it comes out that even if you normally hold, not like Rebbe Lezer Shita, by Oilas Nakeva Sheyolda Zohar, even if you hold over there that the Vlad is not for, you hold like the Chachamim. Here actually is slave, and then the money is used for an oil. You would still hold over here, you do bring the Vlad, who asks for you, Kari. Right? It's not about the fact. It's something I only have to do with a different Machloikis, Ubi Yerachima. If you hold Ubi Yerachima, and the mother is pregnant when you mock the ship and it's one Kedusha. If you hold Uber Lav Yerachimoy, it's like I'm being mocked to the mother and I'm being mocked to the Vlad. And the Vlad is not limited by the mother. That's the Gemara. What's the problem? The problem is that the Rambam asks like the Chachamim over here. Shafishim, the cable of Bifka, the other Shafishim were Beres.
Says Rama, he would or he will have to keep up by whom the other been there for. Rama says, Quar, that you can't bring the block. You can only sell it. And then with the money. And the Rambam himself paskins like Rav Yochanan, which is the Rambam paskins that she uber lav yerechimon. And the Rambam paskins that bring the vlad. Normally the vlad is not limited to the kedusha of the ein. Im shiroi mishuyim uber lav yerechimon. That's the sugya we had early on that good on the day. We spent a lot of time on that sugya. And over there, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yochanan. Uber lav yerechimon. Hikdish hadaf uberet v'yolva, rotza bo miskat, rotza bivloda miskat. Okay? The Rambam, the Rokos, the Suwe, the Kedosh, paskins like Rav Yochanan. So now we have a direct contradiction. Earlier on, the Rambam paskins that if you're makdish of the Hema, and the Vlad, and the Hema is not void, and the Vlad is here, we say Uber Lad Yerechima. And the Vlad has its own separate channel of Kedusha, not based on the Mavra. The Gemara over here says that that is this Rebel Ezra. Really, Rebel Ezra holds that normally wherever the money goes, wherever the mother goes, that's where the Vlad goes. And the reason why here he holds differently is because here the behavior will bear us, and it's really a replica of the Yerechimim sheep. But the Rambam paskins like a Yechon and Sheep. And still in our sugya, the Rambam paskins that the Vlad cannot be brought as a Kohen. So it's really a blatant statement for Rambam. In the case of Mishnah, in Uchus Kol Pesach, he brings down an Indian of Bichud. But again, our Gemara is mashma that this has nothing to do with Bichud. Tosis also discusses Bichud here, these two Tosis. The Bichud is one Shiloh. The Gemara is mashma that besides for the concept of Bichud, which we discussed at the beginning, that the mother is not Roy, the Gemara now is saying a new thing. That if you hold that is a din of Uber Lav Yerechimosh, then the Vlad is totally independent. I just want to go back to what we were analyzing, which was, what is every Korban Pesach? Is every Korban Pesach a Korban Shlomo also? And after Pesach, it goes just to shame Shlomo Mitzchah on it? Or is it a transformation? So we explained that the process of our three, at least the beginning, is mashma, at least according to that Pukimta, is that it has a shame shlom, Pesach and Shlomim at the same time. I want to tell you a fascinating sheet of a Gebetz, which is such a clear, that some change the gears to sheet of a Gebetz. The Mishnah Paskin, the beginning of the Zvokh, Kol HaZvokhim Shalizvokhim Shaloi Lishmon Kishayim, all Kabonis that Kishayim Shaloi Lishmon, the carbon on its own is crushing. But we all the Bible was same clear. But the Bible, the one who's bringing it, who's bringing God poor, he still has to bring another carbon. If he had a choice to bring a carbon, he has to bring another carbon. Except for Pesach v'Chatnas. Carbon Pesach and carbon Chatnas, where the leather holds Asher also, if it's poor, she only small, it's possible. Yet it will be perfect. It's possible. Okay. So the Mishnah explains, a Pesach Bismarck. Carbon Pesach, only during Pesach. So simple when you read the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is saying is that a carbon Pesach only has a psul, Shaloi Lishma, during the Zman of the Sheep. Right? Because a carbon Pesach during the rest of the year, the Shlom. But then there's no psul of Shaloi Lishma. That's definitely a simple way to read the Mishnah. Right? Push our faith. During the Zman, where it's the carbon Pesach, then there's a din Shaloi Lishma. The rest of the year, where it's going to be a carbon Shlomim, it reverts back to the halacha of a carbon Shlomim. Kol HaZvachim Shenizvachim Shaloi Lishma, that's Pesach Taitu.
Ask the Shita Mekubetzes. And when the Mishnah says that a Korban Pesach, a Pesach Bismanai, so the Shita Mekubetzes says like this. A Pesach Bismanai, during the time of Yudal and Nisan, Potsul Shaloi Lishma, calls Man Shita. The Haimu Mechatzol Tayoim Shaloi of Pesach Adair, Abul Koyim Smanai, but before Pesach, or the Agar Smanai, not a paper. The Pesach Bishar Yemois Hashono Shlomimani. The whole Dinoi Kishlomim. The whole thing is like a Shlomim. The Imke says the Shita, that's the Kay. First the Shita says the way we all said. Kishoch Beinavi Lushemoi Lushem Kodan Agar Poshim. Kedina Kishlomim, Kedina Kaimelon Kolazbachim, Shalom Lishmon Kshayim. When we call on them, says the Shita, there's still a difference between a Korban Pesach before Pesach, Korban Pesach after Pesach. The Korban Zmanai before Pesach, Boy Akira. The Acher Zmanai, Loi Boy Akira. After Zman, you don't have to be accurate, because it already turned into a Shlomim. Then he says, the Achaz Mali will boy Akiva, the Afilu Shochbei Stam Kosher, the Afilu Shochbei Lushain Pesach Peferish Kosher. Why? Because it's a Shlomim Lushain Pesach Kosher, Kidamina the Mesechus Chulin, the Terek Ashrech. Abba, Koydem Zmanoi, before the Zman, Im Shochbei Stam, listen to the Flashim of the Shita. Possible. You know why? Well, Chayre, if you shech to the Korban Pesach before this man, Stam, it's possible. Why would it be possible? For Pashtas, I would tell you, why is it possible? Because it's a Pesach Shalai Bismanai. And the story has nothing to do with this Mishnah and Zvachim. Before Pesach, it didn't yet turn into a Shalomim. So now it's like you shech to the Korban Pesach, not in the Stam. It's like I shechted a Sirei Aragolim, Sirei Rosh Hashanah. What would be if I shech today a Sirei Rosh Chodesh? What's that law? Possible. Why is it possible? Because it's the wrong time. Possible because it's Shalom Yisman. It's not the right time. So if I give you a dabble to the Muslim for a Chodesh, now you're not Jewish. It's not the right time. But the sheep that for some reason going on a whole new channel. You know why Korban Pesach, before Pesach, is possible? If you shechted Stam, because Mistama you shechted it L'Shem Pesach. Probably, you shechted it L'Shem Pesach. And therefore, it's possible because it's Shalom L'Shma. He goes on to say, the entire is that that's the case. Pesach Bismanah is possible Shalom L'Shma. Really, I feel good in Zmanah. You shechted on Pesach before Pesach. Why you shot the Kaidim's money with Shane Pesach not be possible? The Abi Dina Kiwis Kishwami. Anyway, this is what he said. Then he goes on to say maybe it could be done. But the sheep at this point holds that if you shot the Korban Pesach before Pesach, when it's not a Korban Pesach, right? With Shane Pesach, it's possible because of Shalom Lishma. Because it's supposed to be a Shalom. So it's almost ironic. It's a Korban Pesach that during the year it only can be born of the Shalom. And you're bringing this probably L'Shem Pesach. So now it's possible out Shalom L'Shem. Help. No. It's different than that. What you're talking about is only by a Sukkah. A sukkah is not inherently a sukkah, unless you build it 30 days before Pesach. The Shita Mekubetzes says, a Korban Pesach has an inherent L'Shem Pesach, unless you have in mind Shalom L'Shem Pesach. Different than a sukkah. Here we're talking about a hut. A hut is in 30 days of L'Shem Pesach. So the Moshe Biskin, Zeich HaTzadik L'Vrocha, wrote a sefer called Masas Moshe HaTzvachim. And in the Sefer Masas Moshe Zachim, it's really a fascinating sefer. He makes this diyuk that I'm making from the Shita Mekubetzes. And it's mashma according to the Hadamin of the Shita Mekubetzes. A korban Pesach. Koydem Tzmanoi. Lashem Pesach is possible for Shalom Lashmah. What is it? It's like a shlomim. So it's a shlomim shalei l'shma. So why is it possible on shalei l'shma? It can only be. At the end he says, the yei shlomim, maybe we could say it's not possible for shalei l'shma, it's possible for shalei l'shma. But the shita b'kubetz is they have a habamina, that if you shech to the korban Pesach, before Pesach, where it's supposed to be a shlomim, but you did it l'shem Pesach, it would be possible because of Shalom Lishma. What is that? He says a fascinating word. He says, just like we find that a Moshe Pesach, after Pesach, maintains certain chumras of the Korban Pesach. So a Moshe Pesach before Pesach maintains all the chumras of a Korban Pesach. So even if you do it l'shem Pesach, it's ironically going to be possible on Shalom Lishma. Because what it is a shlomim with the chumrus of the Korban Pesach. You hear what he's talking? It's until after Pesach, until it transforms, it glides a Korban shlomim with all the chumrus of a Korban Pesach, including, not limited, to the fact that it has to be brought l'shma. So if it's a shlomim, and you're bringing it l'shem Pesach, that's shalei l'shma. So it's going to be possible, koydem tzmanoi, al shalei l'shma. Unbelievable kiddush. Which this is at least the habamina of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes, my scholar says, no, he said, the yei shlomar, he said, I can answer you, the chosom lab b'shem shalei l'shma hu d'mitzvah. But the habamim here is possible on shalei l'shma. What kind of habamim? The yei shloimah, no. Lab b'shem shalei l'shem. So what do you see? You see from here, as I'm saying, which is really fitting with the Brisker Rav to say, that every Pesach has in it a shem shma. Not a separate thing that happens later. Every Pesach to the point that even if you're before Pesach, it would be a shlomim with the chumras of a korban pesach, and it's going to be possible shalei l'shma. It's not a voyim. According to the habamin of the Shita Mekubetzes, before Pesach, if you shech the korban pesach l'shem another korban that it should be shechted for, namely a korban pesach, or for that matter a korban oil, it would become possible for shalei l'shma. It would be a shlomim with a chumras of a korban pesach l'gabi shalei l'shma. Unbelievable. But it only fits with the idea that these two things are together. Two concepts are together. Now, if you hold that one, then this would all be very good according to the man who holds that Korban Pesach doesn't need an Akira. But if you hold Korban Pesach needs an Akira, then there's a stark as far to say that every Korban Pesach is only a Korban Pesach. Even it has to be uprooted into a shlom. So it's true that the Brisker Rav had an approach that maybe no, even according to the Mazda Mol's Pesach Mitzvah Akira, it's still called a shlom in all along. I don't think that that's a pasha. It's definitely more pasha to say that the opinion who holds that a Korban Pesach doesn't automatically become a shlom, he holds that a Pesach is a Pesach. The Torah was Mechadish, it can be oikered from being a Pesach to becoming a shlom. If that's the case, we could say, very simple, that what the Gemara said all along, from the beginning on, the Gemara was going with the assumption that Moshe Pesach, the Shlomim, is right now. That's how the Gemara started with Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds that right now it has a shame Shlomim, because Moshe Pesach is a Shlomim. Then the Gemara followed with the Uber Yerachima. But the Uber Yerachima, if you look on that Yud, okay, was only in the case where mother and child have the same kedusha. The mother has the kedusha for damim, and the child has the kedusha for good. That was the case here.
share the same kedusha, and you hold uber lav derech imoy, then the vlad is not called the vlad kapus. The vlad is a kapus itself. Not a vlad kapus, it's a kapus itself. But that's only because the mother and the vlad have the same kedusha. That's when you could say that the one kedusha that I said, I raised the kapus, was chal kapus on the mother. Chal shem kapus on the vlad. But that's all on the assumption that the Shem Pesach and the Shem Shlomim is one. Now I can say that when I said I raise Em Pesach, mixed in them, and I raise Em Pesach of the mother, also I raise Em Shlomim, and the Melech also goes on the block. But if you hold that Korban Pesach is boy Yakiro, so then it's two different channels. Ubi Yerachimai doesn't help you. Ubi Yerachimai only helps you if you're willing to swallow that it's one channel. Then you could say the one Hakadosha that I gave the love, I gave the Vlad, Ubalav Yerachimai, it's one thing. But if you learn that it's two different Kedushas, Karpetz is one Kedusha, Karmishlam is another Kedusha, everything is separate. And you don't have that whole mind. From the beginning, you don't have that mind. So what I'm telling you is that the Gemara on the bottom is still writing on the assertion that the Gemara said at the beginning, that Moshe Pesach of the Shlom is back. Okay? But the Rambam, she does not claw. The Torah holds that according to the Rambam, even in Akira, the noise of the Yudah, the Tzlah, holds that not like that. So, not quick. So I want to tell you that the Rambam holds Pesach needs an Akira. And therefore the Rambam holds the Shem Shlom is not here right now. If the Shem Shlom is not here right now, it doesn't help you that an Uber is Lav Yerachima. Uber Lav Yerachima can only help you call to mind the Kedusha that I gave originally, or the good Kedusha, that it could be Chal Adabi the mother, and it could be Chal Adabi the Vlad. On that, the Yerachim says, it branches out. When I say I raise the Chavos, it branches out. The mother gets Kedusha, and the Vlad gets Kedusha. And therefore, the Vlad is not a Vlad Chavos. The Vlad, yeah, I can be, Vlad Chavos is Homesa. I can use the Vlad. Over there, the Rambam passes the Psui Mugdoshim, he passes, you can do that. But that's only because the Kedusha is in the right Mishpoche. The Gemara made the same analogy over here because the Gemara assumed that Shlomim and Pesach is also that way. But what I want to tell you is that only works if you hold Pesach Loi Yakira.